Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Let me say that if you haven't already, go to the front page of ubm1.org and get on our e-list. We send out important information that you don't get unless you're on it. You have to go into it yourself because it sends you a recognition. Okay, so we know that many of you are not connected to any kind of inside sources and don't know what is going on. So I think I'm going to back up just a few days just to share some information that you might need to know. It would encourage you. Be sure to look in your spam and junk folders for past emails that we might have sent. Don't pay any attention to the deep state warning flags. The only danger which they put on those red flags is to them when you know the truth. Things are going to change now. I'm going to go back a little bit to about around the 11th. Okay. Maybe a little bit more to the 9th. Let me say, if you're watching mainstream media, TV for news, you're never going to know what's going on. It's very dangerous because they impart demons with slander. That's how they're imparted, and that's why people are going crazy. I know this. Okay, the media is complicit with the communist Chinese and the deep state to overthrow our democracy and keep us from getting back to our republic with lies and slander. The president signed the Insurrection Act, and rightfully so. Martial law could come at any time also, although they're doing quite a bit without it. The deep state troops, Antifa, BLM, Radical Islam, are going to make war against the church and America. I remind you that we've shared our dream intelligence, which is very good. we get it for things in the future, and it's been very powerful. And that is that the deep state has already tested a new plague that is truly deadly, not like the one we're dealing with now. You need to pay attention to our free book because you need supernatural Passover protection. You go on our site, ubm1.org/books/pdf/gv.pdf. There's a free book there for you. It'll tell you how to get in touch with God and how to have His power in your life, because nothing that they've got out there can deal with this but God. And that's all you need is God and faith in Him, right? And let me say this. While things are going on, you need to get food, peanut butter, jelly, cold cuts, bread, and cook up some food to last. You need water. You need money. I think the money thing will only be a problem for maybe 5 or 6 days. I'm not sure. You need gas in your car. You need to keep it topped off, and maybe an extra tank. Don't forget that God multiplies everything, everything. And a lot of times He uses what you have to multiply something more, okay? Not always. Banks may go down, credit cards. Some of you are having problems with them now. There's going to be blackouts in different areas so that they can collect the indicted criminals. They work very well at night with their night vision stuff, and there's much less opposition that way. The evidence is overwhelming of this coup, and much worse. many of the nastiest crimes you can imagine. I'm just going to give you a little bit of snippets here from various sources, Operation Disclosure, myself, others identified. We're in a battle for our republic against our own deep state political elites, the Vatican, the CIA, British MI6, the Chinese Communist Party, and mass media, who conspired to switch Trump votes to Biden in the fraudulent 2020 election and turn America into a, I will say, a communist state. They have socialists here, but I don't believe it. Washington, D.C. remains on lockdown. POTUS would soon be activating the emergency broadcast system. That's been done. It's ready. They're about to use it, I believe. On Saturday the 9th, the 2018 Executive Order Insurrection Act was enacted by President Trump. This does not mean martial law, though gives President Trump many powers, yes, along with his executive orders and the possibility of going to martial law at any moment. He has a lot of power. He'll need it. He's got a big enemy, but a lot of nations are now aligned with him to bring down the deep state, and they are fighting against it. Of course, deep state people, you know, have their reasons for not wanting to go to jail. Yeah. Or worse. On Sunday evening, the 10th, mass arrests began in the United States and the UK, and for the next 9 days until Wednesday, January the 20th, it's not going to stop there, by the way, and at any time expect an internet blackout and or power outage. Turn your Apple auto update toggle off on your phone so you can hear emergency broadcast system messages, because Apple has said that they will do an update to your phone so that you can't get an emergency broadcast. Will you imagine? Can you imagine that? you're asked to stay out of major cities, especially Philadelphia, and there was a possibility of a request to stay indoors for the 9 days. It could be a bumpy ride. So far, they're not asked that, but they want you to be ready if they have to do it, okay? And especially when the riots begin, the BLM, Antifa, et cetera, riots begin, they're probably going to ask you to go inside and stay there. mass arrests and power outages have begun in Pakistan, Germany, Italy, and other parts of Europe. The arrests were ongoing and would be done in waves and phases by special forces units. Satellites leased to the Vatican were used by Deep State, Vatican, CIA, British MI6, and the Chinese Communist Party to switch Trump votes to Biden in the 2020 election fraud. Expect confusion, a lot of disinformation from the mass media. You shouldn't be listening to them. I'm just telling you, it's spiritually dangerous. They're working witchcraft. We know this from our own experience with the faction. They work witchcraft through slander to make you go crazy. And it worked with them. So, high-profile arrests, more bombshell evidence released, and Trump to serve another 4 years. And I believe absolutely he's going to be in there another 4 years. You can go to Newsmax News. That's NewsmaxTV.com. The president's there, and also on Gab. Gab.com, G-A-B.com. Here's some of Fleming's military intel contact. POTUS signed the Insurrection Act on Saturday the 9th and asked for law and order. POTUS would likely activate the emergency broadcast system to communicate with the people as the fake stream media and social media shut down conservative news and truth-telling. There would be much confusion over the coming 10 days until Wednesday the 20th of inauguration. And they have a note here, if it was not postponed by POTUS and DOD. I don't think there's going to be any inauguration of Biden. And the inauguration would be in the White House and not in the Capitol building. I don't believe there's going to be any inauguration of Biden. But if there is, he's still going to be arrested for his many crimes. Because it's illegal for him to be president in the first place. And they've got the military backing them up, and they're going to do something about it. POTUS survived another assassination attempt as of Saturday morning the 9th. Juan O'Savin and Robert David Steele stated. Overnight, 9th to the 10th, there have been arrests in multiple countries by special force units. They're doing arrests here, too. I'm just going to update this just a little bit. They're doing arrests here, quite a few every day here. Some arrests were in regard to an Islamabad-Pakistan temporary power outage that were where the Nevada Secretary of State emailed voter rolls to a Pakistan intelligence-related company and to stop a $5.4 billion sale of General Electric to the Chinese Communist Party. Can you imagine? I mean, a lot of our jets have General Electric in them, you know. So why, you know, what, these people are criminals. They have allied themselves with the Chinese Communists, and there's nothing that they want to hide from them. They don't understand. These people are taking over the country, and even through their stupidity, they're taking over the country. And, of course, Trump has made some very good steps to stop this. We hope we get to that. There are arrests regarding a Rome, Italy temporary power outage early Sunday morning, on the 10th January, at the Vatican. There were roadblocks. There's been 300 priests arrested there, and it's been boarded up, and etc. There were roadblocks in Italy as part of a pandemic, but they were used to help special forces units to take care of business related to the Leonardo data satellites leased to the Vatican that were used by the Deep State Vatican, CIA, British MI6, and Chinese Communist Party to coordinate vote switching from Trump to Biden in the swing states. They've got all of this evidence. There's no reason for this thing to go any further with putting anybody like Biden in there. They've got all of this evidence. And we thank you, Lord. Half of Vatican City, city's 650 leaders, about 300, were already arrested last March 2020 when the 13 Satanist bloodline family heads, the Venetian dark nobility families, were arrested. See, this has been an ongoing thing. It's now become more hot, but it's been an ongoing thing. I know some of you don't, you know, are not necessarily connected. You listen to our programs, but you don't do a lot of surfing on the internet, and you don't know a lot of connections, okay? But the Lord, he's got a plan, and he's carrying it out. And it's being very successful so far. There were arrests regarding a Berlin, Germany temporary power outage on the 9th. Collection of equipment related to the Seidel Dominion voting system. Smartmatic CIA server seized in Frankfurt. Arrests of the higher profile deep state folks like Biden and Pelosi level would not happen until later. I think that that's not quite right now. As I say, I'm going to lead up to today's news, okay? But but I'll just make a few comments as we go along too. Before the January 20th inauguration, and they have that could be postponed, let me say, Pelosi has not been seen for 4 days. She texted Congress while they were in session and had herself replaced by a temporary. Her laptops were captured by special forces, and her treachery was revealed there very clearly. It's also reported that she was stopped at the border and arrested. I don't know if that's true or not, but she's not able to show up. And whoever has her phone probably texted that message to the rest of her forces there, the Congress. The arrest would be done in waves and phases by special forces units. This is happening in America now. Military forces are being moved around, fully armed. The UK and the USA arrest waves could start at any time. That's already started. So as I say, I'm backing up just to catch a few things that you might not know about. There would be more massive MOABs, mother of all bombs, of disclosure and declassified documents showing criminality coming out over the next 10 days. Yes, they've got waves of this, and probably people will be somewhat locked down so that they can sit and listen to this stuff and find out what these people have done. And my gosh, as they have said, these people are not going to be able to walk down the street. They're already being assaulted in airports and so on and so forth when they catch one of these criminals out there. Doesn't matter how important they think they are. So I'm not saying any of this is Christian, you know, but I'm just trying to inform you. Everyone will be getting emergency alerts on their phones, TVs, radios, and internet. It would override all other broadcasts and could last for several hours at a time. Yes, they're going to send out a lot of information, and they have a lot of information. Don't be scared of what's coming, for it's for the safety of our nation for this to unfold. Do not travel to any large cities, especially Philadelphia, for the rest of the month. Military operations will be taking place in many of the major corrupt cities. People, deep state, Antifa, BLM will start rioting once this intel breaks. The propaganda would be that Trump was a military dictator. Well, of course, he is, but it's for a purpose, and it's totally legal, and it's totally according to the Constitution that he does this. So, and it shouldn't last for long, we don't think. Trump and the Department of Defense Special Force units have only 13 days to put this down. That's wrong. It's going to go well beyond this time, okay? Marines and National Guard troops were being moved as needed for the riots that would start after the national release of the intel. See, when you got a war, there's a lot of confusion out there, and as things go along, other things become more and more clear, you know, and so I'll update you on a few things, but then I'll go on to the things that are today's, up to date. The intel would be dropped for everyone to see and hear in loops that would be several hours long. Now, unless you've got their demons, you're going to be able to understand this. It's going to be overwhelming evidence. A few days ago, the system was checked by the FCC, alerting all media that they could not block the flow of intel under federal regulations. I suspect that they will try their best, and when they do, I think they're going to take over the media. And all complicit media in the coup will be taken over. That's what they're saying. Trump would be a move continuously like a chess piece from now until the 20th and probably beyond in order to avoid any retaliation against him and his family. Trump had to exhaust all other means legally before this operation could commence. He gave everyone a fair chance to come clean, and they refused. His press release of a smooth transition did not include the word concede, as he has no plans to do so. Rather, there will be a smooth transition of power to his new cabinet, staff, and Vice President General Flynn. Okay. I'm not sure whether it'll be General Flynn. It could be. It could also be JFK Jr. The rally in D.C. Wednesday the 6th of January was an awesome event. The raids on the Capitol started with the BLM and the Antifa members, many from the Philly area, and included Capitol Police or those posing as Capitol Police. They opened up the barricades and the doors to the Capitol and let them in. It appears that there were some special ops members dressed as Trump supporters who went in with the crowd of protesters that were able to secure 20-plus laptops and hard drives with data regarding sex trafficking intel from both Pelosi and Schumer's offices. A little update to this. They also showed that they were running this false flag real time from in those offices until this invasion happened. Then they ran to their tunnels. But they should have took their computers. Okay, I'm not going to read all this. I may post it, but I'm not going to read it. Here's a note from Donald Trump. Back then, I have invoked the Insurrection Act of 1807 to address the treasonous rebellion conducted by Democrat and Republican lawmakers, Chinese Communist Party agents, the FBI, DOJ, CIA, and others to undermine, corrode, and dismantle the United States of America and its Constitution. These entities pose a direct threat to national security. I will remain president indefinitely until all domestic enemies are arrested. Okay, that's the plan. And I know he's got like 200... generals, loyal generals around him, and they discuss every day what their direction will be. And this goes all the way back to JFK. That's where it started. When that happened, the generals came together, not the same 200, but they've kept 200 all the way up till today, generals, and they worked from then on to overthrow the deep state who killed JFK. And here's a note. This is also past tense, but it's good for you to know, so you're not worried. It's entirely possible that the ATMs, internet, and credit card processing will go down. Well, in a lot of cases, it has. Okay. If not then, Monday. Well, it has. Okay, they say that they're going to take down the media. I know that's good news to a lot of you. And the U.S. has just declared war on China. Simon Parks put a video out on that. I may put this on the page on the site. I'm not sure. And this could include martial law, which would, of course, leave President Trump in office. And also, if you're in a declared war, they don't change horses in the midstream, as they say. Let's see. This is Mark Bowman, contributing writer, January 10th. The storm is upon us, dear Americans, the patriots worldwide. Brace yourself and have faith. The great awakening for the public is at hand. President Trump, the Q team, military, and especially our great military special operations are in control. Let us call it Thor's hammer. And it could be the rod of God. You know, there's a lot of disinformation about the Rod of God on the internet. They think it's never been installed, but from what we're hearing, it is installed. And it is platforms, many platforms in a row. Each platform has, I believe, a dozen of these rods of God, which are telephone pole size rods that come down out of space, and at the speed of like 10 times the speed of sound. So when they hit the ground, they hit with like a nuclear explosion, and they go deep, deep into the earth. It's astounding, the technology that they have. They threatened the Chinese with this. As you know, Chinese have a military presence in Canada and also Mexico. They threatened to take out their dam with this, because underneath their dam, they have munitions stored, missiles stored, so on and so forth. And so they let this threat leak out, you know. Going on, the deep state players have all revealed their hands to which side they're on, and justice will reign around their whole corrupt organization worldwide. They have jumped in the dark hole of justice and into the greatest sting in history. Those who do not know, the sting was to allow voter fraud to happen so we can arrest all the players for high treason and even the voter precinct levels. This has been going on from the Eisenhower administration, and for the last 25 years, all elections worldwide were fraud, where fraud was committed by the Dominion computer software that the corrupt CIA invented. Therefore, all the leaders were not chosen by the people. It was chosen by the deep state controllers. And this is from high-level intelligence in the military. Yep, we've had a lot of leaders that were not put in office by the vote for a long time. And people don't understand it. Well, this is the reason. Come on, the nitwits, he goes on to say, even used placing cardboard to cover the windows of the counting of the votes in a democracy. I see, I'm going to skip on down. This is too much. Yes, there's a lot of good information here. But, okay, I'm going to make a point here. He talks about Vice President Pence. This meant waiting until the final vote for the Electoral College, and even if Vice President Pence was loyal to the president, then on January the 6th, 2021, Vice President Pence committed high treason, and from 107, like many others, have stated from research that Pence could have used his power to select or reject electoral votes at his will. Pence could have chosen the electoral votes for Trump from 7 contested states that were made clear votes, clear voted fraud happened. Even the state's governors who signed the state's voter certification, knowing that there was massive voter fraud, have committed high treason and therefore signed their own death warrants. This would have been enough electoral votes to give the rightful winner on January the 6th, of 2021, if Pence would have chosen the right electoral college votes. I got to tell you something. It's a possibility that Pence was in on this with Trump all the way through this. As you know, Pence ran to the left-wing camp, cavorted and you know, associated with them, and who knows what he found out. But then he returned to the president. And it looks real fishy. He even said that he would be there until the end of the term. He would be there with the president. He would not do the 25th Amendment, you see, because they wanted to use that 25th Amendment to take Trump out as though he was crazy instead of them. Right? And of course, they needed Pence to do that. But now Pence is back with the president. And he says he has no plans to do that. So did he go to the other camp? Did he permit this to go through to show everybody who's hooked? Because as you notice, a whole lot of people showed up on the wrong side of the ropes when this thing happened. When they thought that the left had won, they scurried over to the left, you know. And this really revealed a lot of traitors. A very high percentage of our government has been bought out, bribed out, over and over. Anyway, I'm going to go on beyond that. I just wanted to mention that. I may post an article that will point that out to you. Let's see. I'm going to go on down here. Yes, they've identified the people who broke into the Capitol as Antifa people from other pictures. They've identified them. And, of course, behind the scenes, this was all being regulated by Pelosi. In fact, I read one of her emails that was on one of those computers. And she admitted that she was doing it with her compatriots. You know, they were regulating everything that was going on. It was a giant false flag. But the Trump and the Patriots knew it was going to happen. They had intel it was going to happen. And so they sent their people in there and got those computers. And that's why she hadn't been seen in 4 days. Okay. It's just keep praying, exercising your authority, sending forth the angels to do the work, you know. Put your trust in the Lord, right? 80% of the public, over 77 million voters, supported President Trump. So he's going to use the EBS, the Emergency Broadcast System, sent out to cell phones, etc., for people. They're going to inform the people. Okay, let's see. I'm looking at the email now, Nancy's email, which he, you know. Okay. I'm going to get a little closer to now. I think I'm going to go to the... I'm going to run out of time if I don't, so I'll go to something a little more up-to-date here. This is Restored Republic via GCR. Judy Byington is... compiled all this. According to Charlie Ward, the emergency broadcast system could go midnight Eastern Standard Time, January the 12th. Then Trump would be able to communicate with the people without censorship of the mainstream media, which was also on its way out. The president's EBS announcements would act as a cover for, let's see, I'm going down. There were 15,000 military in D.C., Pennsylvania Avenue has been blocked off and secured. The NSA has been weaponized. We're making arrests and holding tribunals. The military was prepped for Black Lives Matter and Antifa leadership to be arrested. There will be two phases of arrests from now to January the 19th, and that's a facade, I think. And it goes on to say, and for the next 90 days, you see, Biden would either concede or be inaugurated and shortly thereafter be arrested. That's what it says. The new presidential election for the Restored Republic would take place for an inauguration in March 2021. The election would be done using the quantum voting computer that identifies eligible voters and tabulates their votes in a transparent system that works in seconds. The Q team has trusted in Simon Parks, Robert David Steele, Dr. Charlie Ward to disseminate intel to the people. This week, they also reported. Since January 6th, Washington, D.C. has been under lockdown. President Trump mobilized the military. January the 9th, 10 days of darkness began on the 10th. They say it will end Inauguration Day. I don't know if that's true, but that's what they're saying. January the 10th, the Insurrection Act was activated. Let's see. And January 11th, he declared an emergency in Washington, D.C., which gave him special powers. The military was collecting evidence of political elites conspiring with foreign nations to take over the United States behind the scenes, and the Q team and alliance were working to take down the cabal. January 11th, there were 280 Chinese corporations that were taken off the New York Stock Exchange. They showed up on the exchange but couldn't be traded, a cover-up by the cabal. Though it made the market crash somewhat, Nancy Pelosi to go missing. A few things worked together, I think, to make Nancy get nervous. On the same Monday 11th of January, intel persons from the alliance, Simon Park, spent 3 hours talking to Q and then reported that the countdown to alliance mass arrests began during Mike Pompeo's speech at the Voice of America on Monday afternoon. During the speech, military teams, which were embedded in all over the globe, received their marching orders. We were in a battle for our republic against our own deep state political elites and Vatican, CIA, British, MI6, these Chinese Communist Party, mass media, on and on. Going to go on down here and pick out some more. Trump has total control over Washington, D.C. Nancy Pelosi was now checkmated. They took the Vatican out in March of last year, 2020, and they emptied the Vatican Bank and all its assets. Yes, I remember. It took, I forget how many plane loads of gold and silver they brought back. Because, you see, they were in the deep state and also the Queen of England. And they got our money before we got to borrow it back. Not anymore. All of that crooked system has been taken down. Let's see, I already talked about that. Let's see. Over 8 million children have gone missing per year. And some have been rescued from underground tunnels, underground cities. This is a fact. It's all going to come out. These are Satanists. They gain power to stay in power by sacrificing babies and killing them for the adrenochrome, which is the hottest drug out there, you know, but it's very expensive. And the Chinese, of course, with their one-child thing, they ended up with a lot of children that they used to make adrenochrome. They're criminals and most evil. Charlie Ward, Simon Parks, and Robert David Steele have contact with General Flynn and President's team and have been given intel to get out to the public. So you can go follow these people and you'll get some good information. The Federal Reserve was a front for the corrupt banking families and has been brought under control. Amen. In fact, it's phasing out. And it goes on to say we're going to throw the UN out of New York because it's totally taken over by the deep state. We were ending thousands of years of satanic pedophilia. The Pope has covered up for pedophilia. He's been totally involved in it. And the facts are there are many witnesses to this. The Insurrection Act was near to being used. Let's see. We're going down again. Well, they're going to, they say, arrest the governors in these satanic states, and the mayors, judges. They might round up the RINOs, DMOs, FDA, while they have kindly congregated in one place for us. Let's see. Sidney Powell says, despite the fact that they certified the electors, President Trump still has the full power of the foreign interference executive order to toss out the whole thing. Lynn Wood also says Trump will be in for the next 4 years, despite what you are hearing. He has the sworn affidavit from Italy, from how they rigged the numbers for Biden, which was delivered to Trump, Gohmert, Flynn, and to the Senate and House members at 1:12 p.m. yesterday before they certified the election. So they knowingly certified a fraudulent election. Also yesterday, before President Trump spoke, they and 25 other American citizens filed a grand jury investigation, which was given to them in the U.S. Constitution. It has been used 8 times in our history with 100% success, unless Trump concedes, which he has not done despite what the news is saying. Biden will not be the president on January the 20th. Let's see, all of the Italian deal is here too. Oh, this is a good one here. Dear Patriots, when Nancy Pelosi contacted the Joint Chiefs to request the nuclear codes be kept from me, this is Donald Trump speaking, it appears she committed a seditious act. Her attempts to interfere in my administration are a national security threat. We are looking at the various federal criminal statutes we will use to charge her. Some of the penalties include up to 20 years in prison, and in some cases, the death penalty. We also have evidence that she has connections to the Chinese Communist Party, which will lead to additional charges. Thank you for your support. Please spread the word and that this is my official Parler account. Okay. All right, let's see here. Julian Assange says that when all is exposed, 98% of Washington will fall. And Juan O'Savin, JFK Jr., when all is said and done, 95% of the U.S. government would be gone. Oh, that would be awesome. There's some good ones in there that have fought heroically, you know, and they don't deserve the abuse that they're getting in there from the rest of these criminals. $34 billion was erased from the market cap as Trump ban fallout continues to spook tech investors. Pretty interesting. They're going to come out with some horrendous evidence of child trafficking, rape, torture, and they've got pictures. They sent the military into the underground tunnels, and they've got pictures. They've got evidence of everything. And they've been waiting until everybody is found out. And we think that that's the reason that they had to go through all of this, is and watch people change sides from the right to the left, rhinos, more than you ever thought. This was a little bit depressing to President Trump when he first saw it. Nobody knew how deep and how bad it was until that happened. So you see, the thing that Pence did is what did this. And this is what they wanted to do, I think, that this was no accident. These people switching sides of the aisle. And I got to tell you, they've got all the pictures. They've got the videos. They've got all of Epstein's pictures and videos and his little black book and who traveled on the Lolita Express. They've been doing this for years, trapping these people. into a situation where they could picture them and blackmail them and cause them to do what they want. And this is how they have taken over governments and corporations and leaders of cities, mayors, governors. This is how they have done this. It's astounding. And of course, they got them into their satanic rituals, which imparts demons to people. You know that you can become a leftist overnight? Yes, you can. We've watched it. We know it from our own experience. We've been trained in this since 2011. We can know exactly what's going on and how the demons are imparted and everything. Now, I know a lot of the people out there don't recognize that they're dealing with demons. But they are. And so Satan, you know, wanted to exalt his throne above the stars of God, which are Abraham's seed, right? And he had done it. He had done it. But we know in Revelation chapter 12, he is cast down from his exaltation. And we thank God that that is on the way. That is happening. That is happening. Praise be to God. The Lord is having mercy. You know, he is having mercy on America that it does not deserve. And when it's all been said and done, we're going to end up, as the Lord told us, at the Red Sea. And all the pagans are going to give glory to God because nobody else could do this. I've told you, I don't think that God, from my knowledge of the Lord and his ways and the Word of God, which I studied diligently for 46 years. Listen, I don't think that the Lord is going to give the final victory to Trump. I think that it will be recognized as a miracle by even the pagans. And I do believe that we've seen, read in the scriptures, how that the pagans told the Israelites, we saw what happened over there, that your God parted the Red Sea and so on and so forth, you know. They recognized it as a mighty miracle. And it is a mighty miracle. It's going to be a mighty miracle. And let me tell you, they may have some victories. I mean, they have some fearsome weapons out there. I do know they're probably going to release another plague. And they're going to release their anarchists. And let me say that these leftist governors emptied out their prisons. Not of the people that you can turn loose out on the street, but murderers, rapists, so on and so forth. You want to know who these people are that are in the Antifa Black Lives Matter? Why did they release these people, and for what reason? That's their army. This doesn't bother them. They're Satanists. This doesn't bother them. They see nothing wrong with this. It's just astounding how wicked the leftists have become. And also the rhinos. You know, some of them would have stayed conservative people had they not been trapped in the honey traps, right? And perverted. And so it's a really nasty thing. It's going to come out. All the evidence is going to come out. And I know that ultimately God's going to give to Trump the victory. And he's going to give to us the victory. And it's going to look bad at times. But you need to keep on praying, keep on believing, and don't be double-minded. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't watch mainstream media. in every way you can, cut those people off. So, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name. We know that you are going to give us a total victory here. It's not going to come easy because you've told us, Lord, that you are angry with the apostate church who has turned away from your word, made their own religions and calling them Christian, that you are going to use the deep state to bring that down. And it's necessary because the wilderness is coming and they need to be able to follow. The people need to be free to follow the reformers. And the reformers, of course, are going to have great signs and wonders and miracles and wisdom and signs for the people. And at the same time, their own leaders are going to fail them. And many of them are going to find out to be criminals too. So, Lord, we know this shaking is, of course, to get any Christian's faith off of man and off of pledging allegiance to anything, any country whatsoever. We don't pledge even allegiance to you, Lord. You tell us not to pledge, but to say if the Lord wills. And we do ask, Lord, for your grace. We want to stay in you. We want to be strong for you. And we know we've got your grace because we have faith in the Word of God that you will keep us and deliver us from evil. Thank you so much, Father, for what you're doing. Thank you for granting repentance to everyone out there. Lord, our job is not to condemn any man. Our job is to save as many on both sides of the aisle as we can. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that through all of this, that many of these people, even those that are convicted, judged, sentenced, maybe even shot, Lord, that they would think about their spiritual life and think about you and turn to you, Lord. We just remember the Apostle Paul. He was a criminal against the church, did much evil to the church, but you turned him around, Lord. And he was a faithful, powerful man of God. And Lord, anybody can do that. Anybody can do that with your grace upon them. So we're asking you, Lord, to save the elect among the left-leaning, among the rhinos, among all of these people who are criminals and who have been captured in this by demonic bondage. And the same, Lord, for our faction, Lord, we pray, Lord, that the elect among them will be saved and delivered. We know you have promised us this. We know it's going to come to pass. And we ask for grace and mercy upon them and drawing them unto yourself, Lord. And, Lord, there but for the grace of God go I, right? We know, Lord, that it's by grace that we stand. We know it's by your grace that we stand and we stay on the narrow road. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you extend that grace to those that you knew from the foundation of the world would be yours, and to draw them unto yourself and to deliver them from this evil. It is a demonic bondage. They stepped too far off the narrow road and they got captured. And we ask for your grace and your mercy towards them, Lord. Now, whether it's in the church or whether it's in the government or whether it's out there in among the people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that you've heard all of our prayers and that our warfare is going to be fulfilled. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, all right, saints, God bless you. We'll probably get back to our normal format. And God bless you. Bye-bye.